Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, ZZ Top, bringing us back. That's one of their great songs, Rough Boy. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Markle. Tom is the CEO and the founder of Virtue Capital Corporation. They're the folks who run iBank.com. Small business financial resource that I encourage you to check out, iBank.com. But he's here to talk to us about something else. He's got a burr under his blanket about kicking off an old family business, a brewery, and that your great-great-grandfather ran back in the 19th century in the early part of the, and your family ran all the way up to 1960. And so congratulations on this idea, and I'm hoping I can tell you a year from now, congratulations on doing it, but you got the brands, you've got the marketing material, you know what the old stuff looks like. I think that old kind of retro marketing will probably just make put it over the top if you can make a good beer.
Jim, I don't know how come you're so wise, but you are something else. This retro, I had no idea retro was on a big move.
Sometimes,
you know. You get up in the morning.
It's ironic. Kind of see, the hipsters like it because it's ironic.
It is. And, then, you know, there's this craft brewery kind of trend in the marketplace. The local city, like my son's creating a kind of a local flair made by a local brewmaster, visiting the local pubs.
You can sit at the bar and look at the tanks.
Yeah, they're beautiful. These things are huge.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Beautiful copper tanks. You can watch your beer being made right in front of your eyes.
Right in front of you. And they open up a little sandwich shop. And they order
a side of sliders and you're in business.
You're in business, yeah. And this is what they're doing. And so, I don't know. And then I got this quote, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Ben Franklin. I said, well, if God made beer for us to be happy, I'm getting in the damn business.
All right. So what are your plans now? I do like the fact that you got the idea, and the first thing you did, folks, this is a real teaching moment here. The first thing you did was to say, hey, I got to find out who owns the rights to this name and to this brand. And you went back and you did a search before you'd really spend any money at all. And you found out what was available to you, and lo and behold, it was. But that was one of the first things you did, wasn't it? They're very smart.
The very, very first thing we did, we knew we had to own the brand.
Yeah.
Because the world doesn't need another beer. There's 2,800 of them. There's the brewery opening, 1.5 breweries opening per day in this country because it's a hot, hot, hot market for craft. People's palates are being more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. The Budweisers and the Coors and the Millers are dropping about 3% a year in market share. And as the more research I did on the marketplace, and you hit this idea of retro, and I had no idea. I mean, of course, you're so well-read. But so I thought, well, and then I said, the first thing I did after that is I said, I need to do a sanity check. And this is what I'd recommend in all businesses, you know. You know, you get so enthusiastic about some of these things, you kind of need someone to give you a sanity check. So I always put together a sanity committee, and I kind of call this my board of advisors.
Right.
And they're there for a wide bandwidth of, are you crazy? It'll never happen. It's just, you know, I mean, it shut down for a reason to, oh, my God, this is the most unbelievable. So you got this wide bandwidth of people kind of keeping you in check. And I always put together about 6 to 12 of these individuals that come from different sectors of the business. And but this time, Jim, I wanted to really do something special. This is my 14th company, you know, and I've had, you know, one bankruptcy, 9 base hits, 2 triple plays, and an out-of-the-park home run, and iBank. And now I thought, you know, all my life I've wanted to create as my mentor this company called Chick-fil-A. Owned by the Cathys.
Yeah, the Cathys. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a Christian-based group of men and women that have the core values of the virtues of, you know, dignity and respect, right, and kindness, right, and generosity, and just those values. And I've never started a business that way, and I've run my businesses, but I've always not had the courage to have a prayer before meetings.
But you've also operated your business that way, though.
You've always operated.
You personally have operated yourself that way.
I have, but I've really never kind of been out there shouting
putting
the Christian values.
Putting those values out there.
Putting those values in the public square. Mm-hmm. You know, I put them in there by action and but now, you know, we want to put crosses on the tap handles. You know, we want to put crosses on our tanks. We want to put crosses on our bottles and our things. We want to show the people that this is a Christian value company.
So this is your brand. This is part of your brand, isn't it?
It is. It's just going to be part of our brand.
You don't like it, but it's who you are. And I think it's, if that's how you feel, if you're compelled to do that, I think it's smart because you have, you know, there's a lot of, and some people call it, pardon the term, but this is, in the vernacular, this is called, sometimes people call it cause marketing. And this is kind of what you're doing. You're putting your values out there. And you're saying this is what we stand for. We hope you like it.
Well, and I you know, we're, Gottlieb stands for God's love.
Right.
The founder of this, mm-hmm. And it was very interesting that this man and this company was interested in, the issues of treating people with justice and kindness, mm-hmm. and generosity and wetlands projects and all kinds of things this man got behind.
The problem I'm wondering about, though, is you know, a lot of religious people don't drink beer, so you might have a little bit of a problem there, Tom. you're gonna have to teach them the virtues of beer. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back after these messages. Tin Till, right back with Tom Markle and his new startup brewery. At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.